Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Police in Kansas City are investigating after a man was murdered. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police say it all started Friday afternoon when they were called to North Cleveland Avenue as part of a stolen car investigation. When they arrived, officers found a man shot in a vehicle near Northeast 34th Street. He was rushed to an area hospital in critical condition where he died Saturday. The victim has been identified as 64-year-old Anthony Brown, and his death is being investigated as a homicide, but detectives have not released any info on a potential suspect or motive. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A Kansas man pleaded guilty to hay fraud. A release from the Department of Justice said Jory Parks of Logan pleaded guilty to defrauding a rancher in Montana after a drought in the summer of 2021, causing a hay shortage in Montana and Wyoming. The Department of Justice said Parks advertised on Facebook he was selling large amounts of hay and was willing to deliver to Wyoming and Montana, and he received the money and did not deliver. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When the to-do list is long, an average skid steer won't cut it. Prairieland Partners has your solution, the John Deere G-Series, built to break the mold with pushing power and leverage to carve out piles and handle large loads. For a limited time, apply for 0% interest on select skid steers during the summer model year closeout. Hurry, offer ends July 31st, 2024. Some restrictions apply. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. U.S. stock markets looking to recover from the Dow's Friday 0.9% drop as companies scrambled to recover from that CrowdStrike computer crash. S&P 500 fell 0.7%. It was just 3 days earlier that the S&P set its latest all-time high. There were bright spots. Some companies that have grown with the economy were rising. Others, including NVIDIA, are still up nearly 140% this year, even after a big drop Friday. The biggest wild card, how will President Biden dropping out of the race affect investors, and how will they react to his endorsing Vice President Harris? Analysts say American Express's stock drop was a big part of the Dow's dip. Investors watching for earnings reports this week from several big tech firms, including Tesla, Google parent Alphabet, and IBM. The June Personal Consumption Expenditures Index Friday will be the last report on inflation before the Fed meets again on interest rates. Andy Field, ABC News.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Kansas man accused of devising a scheme to steal from Montana and Wyoming ranchers who were trying to find hay to feed their livestock during a drought admitted to a fraud charge on Thursday. The U.S. Attorney's Office reported that 43-year-old Jory D. Parks of Logan, Kansas, was arraigned and pled guilty to an information charging him with wire fraud. Parks faces a maximum of 20 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of supervised release. U.S. Magistrate Judge Timothy J. Cavan presided, and a sentencing date will be set before U.S. District Judge Susan P. Waters. The court will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors, and Parks was released pending further proceedings. In court documents, the government alleged that a drought in the summer of 2021 created a hay shortage for ranchers in Montana and Wyoming, and ranchers were struggling to find enough hay to feed their livestock. During this time, Parks intentionally devised a scheme to defraud these ranchers, and Parks advertised on Facebook claiming that he was selling large amounts of hay and was willing to deliver to Montana and Wyoming from out of state. Parks, operating as Heart Cross Ranch LLC, received money from customers in exchange for promises to deliver hay. Instead, Parks used the money for unrelated businesses and personal expenses and made false promises about what he would deliver and the scale and success of his business. Law enforcement agencies across the state will be looking for excessive speeders starting today, Monday, July 22nd, and running through August 11th. Motorists can expect increased safety messaging and increased speeding enforcement to urge drivers to obey posted speed limits and help reduce crashes and fatalities. Law enforcement agencies and Kansas Department of Transportation will also increase their messaging about speeding on signs around the state. This statewide speeding campaign, called Speeding Wrecks Lives, comes after the Kansas Highway Patrol pushed lawmakers for stricter penalties for excessive speeding earlier this year. The Kansas Highway Patrol stopped two drivers last week in rural Marion County, both going over 100 miles per hour. One speeder was clocked at 117 miles per hour and the other at 104 miles per hour. Both were in 65 mile per hour speed zones on US 56. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that since 2020, it has issued over 12,000 tickets for drivers going over 100 miles per hour. The campaign emphasizes that speeding is not only financially costly, it can also ruin lives. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, the chance of death or serious injury doubles for every 10 miles per hour over 50 miles per hour a vehicle travels. And speeding is a factor in almost one-third of all traffic fatalities nationwide. In 2023, 79 people lost their lives in speed-related crashes in Kansas, a reduction from 2022. However, 2,085 people were seriously injured in speed-related crashes in 2023, an increase from the previous year. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said drivers offer various excuses for speeding, but there's no good excuse. At their June 20th meeting, the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission approved a new blue catfish harvest regulation for Clinton, El Dorado, Elk City, Glen Elder, and John Redman and Melvin Reservoirs. The new regulation, now in effect, includes a creel limit of 10 blue catfish per day, with no more than one fish measuring 30 inches or longer. Blue catfish are popular with Kansas anglers, and interest in the species continues to grow. They can reach large sizes, providing big fish opportunities previously unavailable in Kansas, while the smaller fish are a popular table fare. Most of the reservoirs that contain blue catfish were stocked within the last 20 years, making the species relatively new to Kansas fisheries. Research shows reservoirs with lower population densities exhibit the best growth rates for the species, equating to larger fish available to anglers. And the time required for a blue catfish to reach 30 inches varies from 8 to 14 years, making older and larger fish quite valuable. For more on fishing in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/fishing. In Nebraska news, a Texas man has been arrested following a crash that killed a City of McCook solid waste transfer employee. The Nebraska State Patrol said they were called to assist the Hitchcock County Sheriff's Department with the fatal crash at the intersection of Highway 6 and 25 around 6:55 a.m. on Thursday. The Nebraska State Patrol said a preliminary investigation showed that a semi-truck and trailer was traveling north on Highway 25 north of Trenton. They said the semi failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection of Highway 6 and collided with another semi-truck and trailer that was traveling west on Highway 6. The driver of the westbound semi, 42-year-old Wayne Cook of McCook, was pronounced dead at the scene. The Nebraska State Patrol said the driver of the northbound semi, 50-year-old Keith Gesnick of Stevensville, Texas, has been lodged in Hitchcock County Jail for motor vehicle homicide, tampering with physical evidence, possession of alcohol in a commercial motor vehicle, open alcohol container, and numerous commercial vehicle violations. The patrol said it's conducting a full crash reconstruction as well as a carrier enforcement post-crash inspection. The McCook Police Department and Palisade and Trenton Fire Departments also assisted. A Texas man, 63-year-old Michael Gardner, who accidentally shot a child while officiating a Lancaster County wedding, took a plea deal on Wednesday pleading no contest to misdemeanor child abuse, and he was found guilty. Gardner was officiating a wedding at Hillside Events near Denton on September 30th when he pulled out a gun. He was going to fire it in the air to get everyone's attention, but the gun slipped and Gardner shot a 12-year-old in the shoulder. The child was taken to a hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. Gardner turned himself in a day later. He's set to be sentenced on September 9th. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a chip seal project is to begin today, Monday, July 22nd, on N-23. Chip seal is an application of an asphalt binder to a roadway surface followed by an aggregate. State maintenance forces will be performing the chip seal from reference post 139 to reference post 153 from Smithfield to Loomis, and the work is anticipated to take 4 days. Traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to begin a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 283 in Trigo County today, Monday, July 22nd. The project work will involve application of an ultra-thin bonded asphalt service on 22 miles of pavement starting at the Ness County line and extending north to the I-70 U.S. 283 interchange near Waukini. The traffic through the areas where crews are actively working will be directed by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be completed by the end of August, conditions permitting. According to the unofficial minutes of the July 17th Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present included Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the July 3, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 4 building permits presented for approval. Judy Braun requested permission to leave a trailer parked on the street for a period of time exceeding the 48-hour parking law. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Gerald Jones to grant Judy Braun permission to leave her trailer parked on the street until her moving date, and the motion carried. Donna Lowry stated that she is working to start a food truck day called Munchie Mondays, where 2 food trucks are set up over the lunch hour and then 1 food truck is set up in the evening at Station 15 Park on Mondays. Donna then asked if the city would waive the mobile food vendor fees for the first 2 months. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to waive the mobile food vendor fees on this initiative for September and October only, and then they will reconvene for the assessment of fees in the following months. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason Davis with the Norton Mini Speedway reported that the first go-kart race went very well, and he thanked the city crews for their work on getting the lights set up and ready. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented 3 resolutions for environmental abatement. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 7-2024, a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the city of Norton, Kansas. The property is located at 301 and 303 North 2nd. The vote was taken and the motion carried 4-1, with Jim Miller voting no. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 8-2024, a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the city of Norton, Kansas, and the property is located at 312 North Brown. The vote was taken and the motion carried 4-1, with Jim Miller voting no. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 9-2024, a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the city of Norton, Kansas, and the property is located at 604 East Lincoln. The vote was taken and the motion carried 4-1, with Jim Miller voting no. Norton's Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and City Clerk Alex McKenna reported that Public Works Supervisor Dan Bainter announced that he will be retiring in September. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 84 and a calm wind becoming east around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 60 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 90. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 94. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 96. On Friday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 97. On Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. And on Sunday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 98. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northeast at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.16. The dew point is 61 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19.